Bowled in! What a ripper!
Welcome to the Destroy the Stumps podcast, another episode of the Destroy the Stumps podcast with Neil here. Today's episode is going to be another serious one. It's really shocking what happened on the weekend just recently. Former Australian all-rounder Andrew Simons passed away in a tragic car accident near Townsville. It was a single vehicle car crash and he passed away at the age of 46. Very unfortunate death, and the cricketing world still trying to come to terms with Shane Warne's passing 2 months ago. Now Andrew Simons, passing away in such tragic circumstances. Firstly, condolences to him, to his family and close friends. It's a devastating loss, really. Simons, bit of a character, had his ups and downs in his career like a lot of cricketers do, but he also was a commentator after retirement, very prominent in the Big Bash on Fox Sports, and I think this summer during the Ashes this summer he had a few stints in the commentary box. So the coming summer between Australia and South Africa and Australia and the West Indies, you probably would have expected him, like Australia's home summer, you probably would have expected him to commentate more on the international games. But it is what it is. Unfortunately, he has passed away in such tragic circumstances. This episode is going to be dedicated to Andrew Simons. Wonderful player. Really gifted all-rounder. Natural athlete. He even trained with the Brisbane Broncos, which is a rugby league team over here in Australia, and the National Rugby League competition. Pretty strong guy, and very powerful hitter, and very useful off spin and medium pace as well, and probably one of the best fielders of all time. I'd rank him up there with the likes of Ricky Ponting, Jonty Rhodes, Paul Collingwood, those guys. Yeah, he's definitely one of the best fielders of all time, for sure. Had a rocket arm and saved plenty of runs in the field. Took some amazing catches as well. And formed that dangerous cordon, fielding cordon between with Michael Clarke, Ricky Ponting, and Andrew Simons himself. When Australia were like at their peak, especially in ODI cricket, you'd try not to hit in that area because either of them would probably pull off a run out, or they would save runs, or they'd pull off an amazing catch, and yeah. And your team's on the back foot all of a sudden. But Andrew Simons, goodness. Amazing fielder, really amazing fielder, And an amazing athlete, really, and a wonderful cricketer. Unfortunately, his career probably didn't play as many games as he probably could have. Off-field drama as well. Also, during that infamous Monkeygate scandal in early 2008, was believed that the Australian Cricket Board didn't give him that much support. And then after that, his cricket career spiraled out of control, and he didn't play that many games afterwards. And that was that, really. And, he's passed away. Just played a couple of years around the world a bit, domestically as well, and that was that, really. He became a commentator as well. His final year in cricket was 2011, where he played an Well, he played a season for Mumbai Indians in the IPL, and that after that, yeah, that was it really. And yeah, that was his cricket career pretty much. Probably could have, I reckon he would have played a bit longer. He was that good a player, but unfortunately, it is what it is, you know. He could have, I reckon he could have played more matches for Australia, but yeah, unfortunately, just when he was starting to peak a bit, yeah, his career, he kind of spiraled out of control, and that was that, really. But yeah, anyways, just looking back on his career here, you look at his Test career, 26 matches only, Test matches. Averaged 40.61 with the bat, solid average really, and his role wasn't, he was an all-rounder. Bowling average of 37.33, pretty solid all-rounder really. Very useful bowler and handy low-order hitter as well. He scored 200s and 1050s in his short Test career. And ODI-wise, well, he was one of the premier batsmen, especially in the latter stages of his ODI career. In the world, he really peaked after that 2003 World Cup. That World Cup was just a career-changing campaign for him, especially that knock in the final. So in that first game, Australia's first game of the tournament, a little bit of controversy in that before that game with Shane Warne going home for failing a drug test. And the Aussie team, just a little bit of controversy at the time, just regarding that. And also, Andrew Symon's place in the team wasn't permanent. He was averaging, I think, in the low 20s. He was averaging in the low 20s before this innings that he played against Pakistan at the Wanderers in Johannesburg. Came in when the team was in a bit of trouble, 4 wickets down for not too many runs on the board. Formed a good partnership with Ricky Ponting, then Ponting got out. Then Symon's just batted really well with the lower order, got Australia over to 300, over 300, a total of 300, and Australia were able to win that game. And Andrew Symon's never looked back from there, and he ended up having a really good career in ODIs, and he averaged 39.75 with a bat in ODIs, bowling average of 37.25. Picked up 133 wickets in ODIs as well, so very useful all-rounder, and scored over 5,000 runs in ODIs, so pretty good career there. First class records, when I look at his first class record, it's a really good record. First class record, averaged 42.20 with the bat, and averaged 36 with the ball. In List A cricket, he averaged batting average of 34.04, and bowling average of 33.25. So a very solid domestic player. He played a lot for Queensland from 93-94 to 2009-2010. Wow, what he was a great, wonderful player for Queensland for many years, and helped them achieve a lot of success in the Pura Cup as well. Played a few games here and there, and also win other domestic tournaments as well. And also played for played one season for Gloucestershire, I think one or two seasons for Gloucestershire in county cricket in England, and played a couple seasons for Kent, as well as one season for Lancashire and a season for Surrey. And in the IPL, he played his first 3 years for the Deccan Chargers, very instrumental for them in winning that 2009 IPL champion, so IPL trophy in, where was it? It was held in South Africa that year because of the Mumbai terror attacks. So in the previous year, I think there were security concerns for a few of the players. So a few of the foreign players, I think, if I remember correctly, because I was a kid at the time, and I was in India at the time when this was announced. So I think either they, at the time, they just wanted to shift it to South Africa for one season to see how it goes, or they shifted over there to see, you know, just for security reasons, because of the Mumbai terror attacks that happened a couple happened in November in 2008. So yeah, He was instrumental in that, and one of the key players of the Deccan Chargers, the form now known as Sunrisers Hyderabad. But yeah, they were. And one season for Mumbai Indians, of course, and played a season with Harbhajan Singh, who he was in, who he had a bit of a scuffle with regarding the Monkey Gate scandal. But yeah, they seem to put it all behind them. It's a very tragic, but really eventful career as well for him. Andrew Symons. Think about Andrew Symons. A lot of his teammates now talking about him being fun to be around. Always loved a good time. Didn't seem like money really mattered for him. He just wanted to enjoy life the most. Loved his fishing and just loved having a good time with his friends, a couple of beers and all that. Seemed like a very relaxed guy to be around. And just wonderful. Just from his colleagues, a lot of his colleagues have had a lot of positive words to mention about him. Also, regarding that 2003 World Cup, he played a super innings against Sri Lanka in the semi-final when Australia were in all sorts of trouble. Made a valuable contribution. I think it was like he made a wonderful half century in tough conditions and in tough circumstances. That game was famous for Adam Gilchrist walking, even though the umpire didn't give him out. Adam Gilchrist walked, and even though the umpire didn't give him out, but Symons batted superbly and helped Australia get a decent total, and then the Aussie bowlers did the rest, and they qualified for another World Cup final. And the rest is history. They won that World Cup and continued to dominate world cricket for a couple of years, a couple more years. But yeah, so two-time World Cup champions. He won the two. He was a part of the 2007 ICC World Cup winning team as well, and won a two. Also won the Champions Trophy in 2006 in India as well. So plenty of success, and a lot of people. Yeah, a lot of people backed his ability, and before that, a lot of people backed his ability, especially Ricky Ponting. Ricky Ponting really backed him before that 2003 World Cup. There were, like I mentioned before, there were question marks on Andrew Symons being in the Australian team, but Ricky Ponting really backed him, and his backing really helped Andrew Symons, and the rest is history for him. And he was one of the best one-day players at the time, and really carved a name. Good reputation for himself, and plenty of highlights in his career, and just gotta give it to him, really. He was also one of the earliest early superstars in T20 cricket. He kind of played a T20 style in ODIs, came late in the batting order and just smacked the ball around as well. And just a true entertainer, really. Also famous for knocking down a couple of streakers. Infamously, the one at the Gabba. He shoulder charged that man who came on the cricket pitch. It was a match, but the Commonwealth Bank tri-series match between Australia and India in 2008. Symons shoulder charged the guy. That was a pretty funny moment there. And also, quite a few funny moments with him as well, but also with his commentary as well. I really liked his commentary. Pretty chilled commentator, very informative as well, and gave some really good insights on commentary, and especially with regards to fielding and field placements as well. Very intelligent way of explaining things, and pretty clear as well. It's just so insightful, and you just learn something when he was on the commentary, when he was on the commentary, especially for the Big Bash games. But unfortunately, it was early days in his, like, he was, I reckon he was just getting better as a commentator, and he was eventually I reckon he would have been a really great commentator in the next couple of years if he was here today. It would have been really interesting to see how he goes. So he would have gone in the Australian summer this year, but that's it. It is what it is, isn't it? But yeah, sad loss for the cricket world, especially Australian cricket. Last 18 months or so, it's been a very strange time for Australian cricket, losing a lot of former players. In particular, there was one 18 months ago, Dean Jones passed away. He had a heart attack in a hotel in India. Very tragic, that one. I think, yeah, Dino was commentating for the IPL, and yeah, and he was, I think he was just having a bit of fun with Scott Styris and Brett Lee before he had a heart attack and collapsed. Yeah, that's really tragic. And Dean Jones was in his 50s. Yeah, he was a pretty funny guy. Plenty of funny moments with Dean Jones. If you want to check out some of his commentary, it's pretty funny. He says some outrageous stuff, and even his stories about back in the day when he was playing, he'd talk about it. It's just some funny commentary, and you just look at the way he explains it and stuff. It's you just can't stop laughing. You're thinking like, what really is going on Dino's mind? But yeah, Dean Jones passed away 18 months ago, and or more than 18 months ago, and then Rod Marsh passed away. Wonderful gloveman for Australia and iconic Western Australian as well. Proud Western Australian, proud Aussie. Had a huge influence on that successful generation of Australian cricketers as well. And even the modern day players when he was selected, when he was the chief selector of the Australian cricket team. Yeah, of Cricket Australia or whatever, or when he was in charge. Yeah, a lot of players. He had a bit of a role in a lot of players' careers. And then a couple of hours after Rod Marsh, Shane Warne passed away tragically in Thailand. We know about that. And now Andrew Symons, just 2 months later. Bit of a rough time for Australian cricket and world cricket in particular. It's just very strange, all these legends retiring, all these wonderful players passing away in a short space of time. But yeah, that concludes the podcast today. Thank you very much, guys, for your time. Wherever you are, stay safe, and yeah, until next time, it's bye for now. And just before the podcast officially ends, condolences to Andrew Symons' family and friends. Rest in peace, Simo. You're a legend, mate.
Bottom! What a ripper!